The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Still going, John. Still
He's still here. And we've been talking with Shari Patone, who is the mobility specialist for the town of North Hempstead. And we're going to go right back to Shari with some things that we didn't conclude before we went into the break.
Yes, so we were speaking about trying to have the perspective of using transportation services as an alternate to driving if one is either no longer able to or temporarily unable to. And another thing to factor in if one is keeping a budget in mind is that they would spend not only on the car and insurance, but gas. Gas is so costly right now, and that might be another, $200 a month just on gas if somebody drives frequently and has a gas guzzler.
Right.
So it's just, a way of thinking to help rationalize in somebody's mind who finds it very difficult to create a budget or spending money or taking from the wallet each time having to pay for service, that if you have a budget in mind and keep track of it, then you can just see it that way.
And as a senior, I even think of myself sometimes. I mean, I'm out a lot and I'm all over the place. But as you get older, you could actually be home all day Saturday and be out on Sunday a little bit. You're not, you're not leaving the house at 8 in the morning, driving all over the place till midnight.
It's true.
So that budget that you're putting together will not be surpassed during the course. In the afternoon, you want to go food shopping. Then you're home.
Right.
Otto's friend in 95, 96, he's not running from 8 in the morning to midnight, driving all over town. He might want to go to the store, go, whatever it is.
That's what he does.
At the library.
He likes to go to the dollar store.
Okay.
Because he feels like he's getting a good deal. And he goes to the library.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. And church. He likes to go to 100%
church. 100% fine. So it's you put Shari's budget into that. Yeah. He's well ahead at the end of the year. And he's also safe.
Well, the other part of it is if he got a new car today, all right, which he's wants to do, he would wind up with a car that he would have no idea how to drive because the new technology in all these cars is complicated, even for people who are technically up to speed. There's a learning curve involved.
Right. There is now where there used to be a gear shift, there's almost like a mouse with this little circular contraption that you go to the right and you click and you have to look on the screen. And a lot of people aren't used to that. And I don't know if they make a car out there that...
My car, you press a button and the brake at the same time to start it. That's
right.
How it works.
That's what I have.
All right. And the keyless entry.
Took me a while. I didn't realize you just had to grip the door handle. But you have to have the key on you.
Right.
Or that won't work.
Right.
Right. Here's a great personal sharing because I'm a moron. Last year, my wife had a car accident, so we got a new car. And then, the following month, we got another new car. I bought the same car. I said, that's nice. I get the same thing. Make life easy. It's been a nightmare. I've had three penalties on payments because I'm paying for the same car twice and I don't pay the other one.
Oh, no.
I've gotten so confused. I was like, I'll never do this again. It's just dumb.
Automatic banking.
Oh, now my kids got in the middle of it and said, Dad, please, just like move over and let us do it. I'm saying it says zero payment due, so I throw it away. That was for the other car. Then the next car comes and now it's twice the payment with a penalty. I'm saying, but you said zero. It's like...
Oh, that's crazy.
But the car itself, and I'm agreeing with you, there's so many buttons that, we have that automatic start.
Yes.
It doesn't work because we don't know how to do it.
Right.
So we got to take it
back. I just used mine today.
Did you?
Press
two
buttons, but in a certain order, and hold them down, and look out your window. By the time you're running outside, you're already cold.
Right?
That's an interesting I just did it this morning.
Yeah.
I figured I have to open the door to do it. But maybe I don't have to open the door.
I don't think you have to open the door because technically the concept is...
It's radio frequency.
You let it run for a few minutes, and then when you get into the car, it's going.
Right.
Yeah. So, but I think it varies from car to car.
But your Uber, your Accessoride, everybody else, when you get there, the car's going to be warm.
Right.
Because the car's been running around.
That's right. So I'm going to say something good about the new technology, that what's wonderful is that now it's standard on all cars to have this rear camera. And that rear camera is probably saving a lot of lives and the lives of animals who people have backed over.
Right.
It started where we had the beep. The back of the beeping, and what that would alert us to see, but we still can't see. So now we have the camera, we have the side view mirrors that light up and beep and make noise to tell you there's somebody in the next lane. So for the person that can't turn their head so well, they have an extra tool. We still should always turn our head and see for ourselves.
Right.
And what's nice is we have this program called CarFit. I'll just share real quickly.
Love it. Love it. I did everything according to CarFit. It's wonderful.
Great.
What's perfect?
You don't know Car about
CarFit? Fit.
Per? Oh, CarFit.
CarFit.
Oh. Hearing aid.
So CarFit was developed by the AAA along with AARP.
CarFit, I'm familiar with.
And the Association of Occupational Therapists. And its aim is to help seniors to have a safer, more comfortable fit in their own vehicle. So AAA holds periodic CarFit events around the different times a year and around the county. And coming up in May, we're going to have an event at Clinton G. Martin Park on Friday, May 29th. And to reserve, you would call 873-2364. So again, what is it?
Just give the
you
number
pull
again,
Sherry. In, sure. It's 516-873-2364.
Could you also do it with 311?
We tell people to call AAA because they're actually coordinating that event and they'll give you.
So they're actually doing the CarFit.
Yes. Well, it's being held on the premises of the town, but they keep the schedule because you will have an appointment.
Right.
So you will have a 20-minute time slot. You pull in your car. You don't get out of your car. At least two people will come on either side to help you adjust your seating, your height, your visibility over your dashboard, adjust your mirrors to you so that you see more of what's in the lane next to you and eliminate blind spots, to make sure that you know all the directionals. And maybe there's something we can help share about the technology in the car. We check the tread of the tires, check that all the directional lights are functioning. Do you know where your hazards are? Those type of things. And people will have a question very often of, you know, how do you work this or that? Or I didn't know you could do that. Or there's the epiphany. Oh, my seat goes up. Oh, my seatbelt can be lowered. It was cutting my neck. You know, sometimes people get a complete adjustment. They leave more comfortable. And they go once and they valet park and it's all changed up.
Yeah. Right, okay.
So we show people how to save their settings before they leave by holding down the button. Newer cars have that feature. And we also remind them you can come back, we'll CarFit you again. And in fact, even between CarFits, they can come and call 311 and be CarFit by me and my colleague in the office who are CarFit certified. So the quick answer is for a big event, yes, we'd like you to call because AAA's keeping the big event appointments where there's maybe 25 people being CarFit in a day. But if someone would like an individual CarFit, they could call the town and have me and my colleague come out and CarFit you or refit you to your car.
I'd be willing to wager that people who haven't gone through this or heard AAA talk about it, that their mirrors are adjusted wrong. Mine were wrong for years.
Mm-hmm.
They were where you could see the car.
Yeah.
And that's wrong.
Right. It used to be that AAA recommended to see a little bit of your own car.
Yeah.
So that's why people did it. They did it. There's something about having perspective when you can see your own car. But they changed that years ago. And now they recommend moving your mirrors out just past seeing your own car. So all you young people out there who might be listening, so you don't need to see your own car. You need to see if there is someone in the lane next to you before you change lanes.
And you don't get a dead spot because you see the car, you see him on your side view of your mirror, and then he's
glance.
There. You don't, out of the corner of your eye, my partner,
glance.
Peter, didn't do it until maybe 6 months ago. And he viewed my car, and he says, I'm sorry I changed your mirrors. And then one day he didn't change your mirrors. He says, this works. and he changed his car to adjust his mirrors because it really is. Yeah, I used to have half car and half mirror.
Yes.
And then you didn't know, and the car's beeping all of a sudden, you're moving over. You see the car, and it's funny, this morning it was so funny, I was thinking, of, I knew I was coming here, there was a white Mercedes next to me, I watched him, he came right up, I mean, didn't miss him for a second, so I wouldn't have moved over on top of him.
But with that new technology, though, you have driver one, driver two, and they can automatically shift it back to
for the
whatever
other person.
The setting was for that driver. Valet parking was an interesting experience, also with the new, where you have to have the key, and you know, the person, you can't just walk away with the key in your pocket.
Right. You have to leave it in a cup holder with your house key on it. Often people leave.
Which you don't want to do.
No.
You should have the key.
Yeah, you should separate it somehow.
Independently.
I just hope they're too busy to notice my house key. But you're right. If somebody really wanted to figure it out, they probably could find a piece of mail or something in your glove compartment.
You only need
take
one.
They can make an imprint of your key.
It's a shame. That's the society we have.
One out of a couple hundred does it, and, you know. There you go.
During the course of a day, it's the truth.
That's true.
We're almost out of time, but bottom line, I want to say one thing, and then Shari can finish. Just remember, call 311.
Mm-hmm.
If you're confused on anything we spoke about today, if you need help in anything, with anything, call 311 and ask for Shari, and she will get back to you.
Thank you. That's true. I just want to add the full dial number to reach the town's call center.
Okay.
Sometimes for people who live on the perimeter of the town, that 311 goes to someone else's town. So the full dial is 516-869-6311. And I do want to add that we have some bad weather coming up, forecasted. You know, you never know with the rain, snow. You wake up in the morning, what they said was rain is actually snow. Or the storm jogs a little bit. They say less than an inch. You wake up, there's 3 inches.
Right.
So just bad weather is forecasted. Prepare for it. Get everything done before that date of the storm. Get your prescription filled. Run to the store, get your bagels, put some in the freezer. Do all those things so that on that day you can just stay in. And be safer for it. And also be aware that anything that looks wet out there could be dry ice, black ice, not
black
dry
ice, black ice.
And slippery. And so just prepare yourself mentally to look out for these things and to drive slower and keep more distance between you and the car in front of you when on the road and all that.
So. When you have to give up your car, you don't have to worry about taking the snow and ice off your car either.
That's true, but you do need to worry about slipping, I guess. So.
Exactly.
Right, the slipping part, you know, all of a sudden your dad would have
broken. I slipped about 2 years ago.
Did you?
I'm pretty agile.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, I didn't get hurt.
Nothing,
but
okay.
It was black ice, and you're walking and you don't pay attention.
I agree.
You must
Shari,
pay attention.
We're out of time. It's always a pleasure when you come. It's always
thank
a pleasure
you.
To see you in general.
Thank
so
you.
I thank you very, very much. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.